This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban has vowed to respect women's rights, forgive those who fought them, and ensure Afghanistan does not become a haven for terrorists. Their longtime spokesman emerged from the shadows as part of a publicity blitz aimed at reassuring world powers in a fearful population after the Taliban overran the country. Taliban have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they imposed a strict form of Islamic rule in the late 1990s. But many Afghans remain skeptical, and thousands have raced the airport, desperate to flee the country. The Taliban appear to be trying to avoid the international isolation imposed on Afghanistan during their previous rule. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says that the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens and some Afghans can safely leave the country. Talking after chairing a meeting Tuesday of EU foreign ministers, Borrell said that it's not a matter of official recognition, it's a matter of dealing with the Taliban. He says the EU is suspending development aid to Afghanistan until the militants respect UN Security Council resolutions and human rights. Borrell says talks with the Taliban are also vital to help prevent a refugee exodus. Officials in Haiti have now raised the death toll from a powerful weekend earthquake to more than 1,900. The Civil Protection Agency announced the numbers Tuesday when strong winds and rains dealt by Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt in rescue and recovery efforts. The agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900.